President Bush warns that Osama bin Laden is trying to obtain nuclear weapons. To keep that from happening, the president said he will keep relentless military pressure on bin Laden. The president made the warning yesterday by satellite to a summit of Eastern European leaders in Warsaw. Others are worried that Pakistan's nuclear weapons might fall into the hands of terrorists because of the political instability caused by the war in Afghanistan. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld was in Pakistan a few days ago. When he flew to India and met with reporters, the first question was, are Pakistan's nuclear weapons safe? Rumsfeld chose to answer generally, avoiding a specific discussion of the Pakistani situation.
I do not personally believe that there is a risk with respect to the nuclear weapons of countries that have those weapons. I think the countries are careful and respectful of the dangers that they pose and manage their safe handling effectively.
Pakistan's leader, General Pervez Musharraf, was also queried about this recently. He responded, "The security of his nation's nuclear assets is absolute." Former Deputy Secretary of State Strobe Talbot has his doubts.
We, the United States, do not know that for a fact. I think one has to be a bit agnostic about exactly how secure it is because of the secrecy attendant on this.
Talbot negotiated extensively with Pakistan and India after their nuclear tests in 1998. Since then, it is believed Pakistan has manufactured about 24 nuclear bombs. They are safe, Pakistani officials argue, because they have not been mated with missiles and because they are stored in a disassembled form, the nuclear cores separated from the rest of the device, scattered around Pakistan at secret sites under the control of the nation's military. This is done to prevent the theft of a bomb by terrorists or an individual inside the nuclear weapons complex. The United States does not know where all those nuclear assets are, say many former officials, among them Robert Einhorn, former Assistant Secretary of State for Nonproliferation.
Pakistani experts are very secretive about their nuclear weapons program, about the characteristics of the program, about the location of sensitive facilities, certainly about the location of the nuclear weapons themselves.
Pakistan has been so secretive because it feared attempts from India or Israel to steal the weapons or to attack and destroy them. So there has been no way to verify the alleged absolute security of these weapons. In fact, some experts in and out of government doubt that all the weapons are disassembled and stored separate from delivery vehicles. Tariq Ralph, an analyst at the Monterey Institute Center for Nonproliferation Studies, believes the current crisis has motivated Pakistan to make the weapons less secure and more dangerous.
As the U.S. has become more involved in Afghanistan and as India has raised the temperature over Kashmir, I would not rule out that the Pakistanis may have operationalized some small numbers of nuclear weapons available for delivery either by their missiles or by their F-16 fighter aircraft.
The United States is limited in what it can do about this. Experts say the U.S. could provide special vaults, surveillance, and transportation equipment to prevent theft. There are more sophisticated devices integral to a bomb's design that would require U.S. knowledge of the specific characteristics and location of Pakistan's nuclear weapons. Pakistani leaders are unwilling to take cooperation that far. Besides, such cooperation violates the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty and domestic arms control legislation in the United States. None of these safeguards provides absolute security if the Musharraf government is overthrown and pro-Taliban forces come to power in Islamabad. There have been some suggestions that U.S. special forces designed for counter-proliferation operations might be dispatched to Pakistan to seize the weapons. But again, there are doubters. Former Deputy Secretary of State Strobe Talbot says such an operation would be implausible and dangerous.
Implausible in terms of its effectiveness because I doubt that we know where everything is that we would be going in to exfiltrate or extract. Dangerous because it would almost by definition be in conditions of political instability when there would be a lot of potential for violence.
One former Pentagon official described counter-proliferation forces as the guys who break down the door, shoot all the people inside, cut the wires, and seize the weapons. But these units were trained for a scenario where terrorists with a single bomb were plotting to set it off at, say, Frankfurt Airport. In the unlikely event that U.S. commandos could seize all of Pakistan's nuclear weapons, that still wouldn't solve the problem, says David Albright of the Institute for Science and International Security.
Even if you get the nuclear weapons, which is unlikely, you haven't destroyed the nuclear weapons production complex. You then inevitably start saying, well, now we have to destroy this complex, and it's about of order of 10 facilities in Pakistan. You can do that, but it just means you're getting close to waging total war against the Pakistani state.
And all this does not take into account a further complicating factor, what India might do if it saw a Pakistani coup in the making. India might be tempted to attack, to seize or destroy the nuclear weapons, thus sparking preemptive moves on Pakistan's part. The solution is not a simple one, say experts and former officials. It involves pursuing the military campaign in Afghanistan and the diplomacy surrounding it with a close eye on the stability of General Musharraf's government in Pakistan in order to make sure nothing leads to his ouster. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.